This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Hospitality workers are finally getting priority for the vaccine as more visitors are arriving across the state. This Saturday, more than 20,000 visitors touched down to enjoy spring break in the islands. We talked to Mufi Hanneman, former Honolulu mayor and head of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, this morning about how things are going with the vaccine rollout at this point in time.
We've tried to make the case to the state that hospitality workers ought to be prioritized. We're essential, we're critical, especially if you talk about opening up the economy. That's where they're going to stay. The majority of them are going to stay at hotels. And we wanted to make sure that after the airlines, because the airlines have been able and folks that work at the airport have been prioritized early on, we wanted to follow. So we're very pleased that we got word that this past Monday we were going to start rolling out the process where in Tier 1C, we would be prioritized. Now, of course, it's 65 to 69 years old. I want to make that clear because I don't want any kupuna to feel that we're cutting in front of them, but that would always be the priority. But when it comes to the workforce, the health Department of Health, Dr. Livy Char, her deputy, Kathy Ross, had indicated to myself at HLTA and John DeFries of HTA in a series of ongoing meetings and discussions, that the hospitality workers would be prioritized, and first and foremost, they wanted those that work at hotels, restaurants, and bars. With the increase now in travel that we were seeing or anticipating, and now we're seeing during the spring travel, as well as the fact that, great concern about community spread occurring perhaps at restaurants and bars and the like, whether they're part of a hotel or not, we wanted to take a proactive step to try to get in front of this issue here. So this Monday, past Monday, the 15th, is when all systems will go. We've made it real clear through communications to all the hospitality workers. And, in fact, prior to that, we were already telling our hotels, get your lists ready. Get your lists ready, because as soon as the Department of Health tells us it's time to go, we're ready. And that's exactly what's happened. Very pleased that many of our workers have been able to get their shots on the day that they made their appointment. Several called me and said, my goodness, it's working. And I called, this is Monday. I checked and went online, and they said, come in this afternoon, we can take you. And the four healthcare operators that everyone could register with is Adventist Health Castle, HBH, Hawaii Pacific Health, Queens, or Kaiser. And there's two ways of registering. Either you can do it individually, go online to do that, or if you're part of a company and there's a human resource manager, they could compile all the names and do that for all the employees. And then the other one is that you could send us your list of employees, and that we in turn would transmit it to the Department of Health, and then they would work with one of the healthcare providers to healthcare operators to get you a place for you to get your shot. And the only disadvantage of doing that is if you do it individually, you have a choice of who you'd want to go and make your appointment with, one of the four that I mentioned. If we give it to the health department, they're going to designate that place for you, and then all the employees that the lists that are on the list will have to go to that one site.
Well, they are opening up more mass vaccination clinics.
Yes.
Queens West just announced. Kaiser says they're doing one on Maui next week, and that they've got other ones already, they're finalizing. So, we know that the Guard has said that they're ready to step up if asked by the counties to help out at any mass sites. And it all depends on the supply,
yes,
how much we
get. It all depends on supply. And, let's be clear. In the case of the counties, they actually had a head start before March 15th, and we know that's happening, but we didn't want to say to our hospitality workers on Kauai, Maui, or Hawaii Island, where they were moving much more rapidly. Obviously, they don't have as many people as Oahu, that if the mayor and the Department of Health there were ready to accommodate you, to schedule your vaccination, then go ahead. So we've had a running head start, if you will, on the neighbor islands, but for Oahu, definitely everything started this past Monday. every program, when you roll it out, that's new or mm-hmm. or for the user, you know, there's always going to be some glitches and hiccups, what have you. But, you know, I found the Department of Health, especially Kathy Ross, the deputy director, has been heading up efforts in interfacing with myself and HLTA. You know, they've gotten to it right away. They've tried to assuage our concerns and the like. And, in fact, this afternoon from 2 to 3, we have a webinar that's going to take place with Kathy Ross. And it's open to our general managers of the hotels, their human resources people, also both Local 5 and ILWU have been invited to attend and participate. Well, basically now we'll be just kind of asking, answering questions, if you will. When we had scheduled those webinars, we didn't have a date when we open up. So it was going to be basically, you know, walking us from A to Z. But this one is going to be a fairly direct type of and much more focused type of discussion, because people now can start registering. And so we can basically get to questions that people say, well, I'm still having a problem. I'd really like to go to Kaiser. I can't get through, or Queens or what have you. And Kathy Ross would navigate us through that. Now, from 4 to 5, we're going to have another webinar, and that's for those members of the hospitality industry that are not being covered in the initial phase as a priority. So those are those who work at attractions, ground transportation, you know, those types of tourism-related businesses will then be part of that discussion. Many retail places that have a lot of tourists as part of their clientele, that's the next phase of priority once we move past hotels, restaurants, and bars, as I instructed by the Department of Health, which is what their focus is.
Okay. And so those folks that are interested in finding out more can jump in on those webinars today.
Yes. And then here's the other thing, too. If you're not working and you're still being furloughed, as, you know, whatever your business establishes bringing you back as demand warrants, go ahead and register. Don't wait. There's nothing to prevent it. You know, as all you say that and you can identify yourself as a employee at a hotel, you know, a particular restaurant, you know, what have you, go ahead. I would say go start registering yourself now because, you know, the idea is to have as many of our hospitality employees all vaccinated, and we're hoping the supply continues the way that it's been coming in. We now know that the Johnson vaccine is available. That's the one shot, as opposed to Pfizer and Moderna that requires two shots. Chances are you'll also be able to get your shot fairly soon.
And, Mayor, you did also this week attend the safety conference in
yes.
Waikiki. Was this part of the whole safety, or was it more focused on crime?
No, we had a major significant portion of it that dealt with COVID-19 and everything that we've been talking about with respect to how the steps we have taken to ensure that workers in the workplace were being protected, as well as the community itself. And then, of course, measures to ensure that whoever is traveling to Hawaii would have to go through several steps and the like. And so we had Lieutenant Governor Josh Green that led a very stimulating panel discussion, along with General Hara, who heads up HAIMA, and Dr. Philip Hankins, was an interesting exchange, because we talked about now that visitors are coming in, perhaps, and I think this is more than wishful thinking at this point. There's a lot of support now to have the vaccination be the key for you to not have to quarantine once you get a vaccination card. We'd like to see that happen first with inter-island travel, eventually with trans-pac travel, and then later with international travel. There's a lot of momentum building towards that goal, and there's some prime proponents like Lieutenant Governor Green that we've been working with, and obviously in the industry, that makes a lot of sense to us, because it'll reduce the confusion of, you know, the tests that you have to do to come here and so forth. So having said that, I also want to be clear. There are people that, because you can't force everyone to take a vaccination, So therefore, there will always be a pre-testing requirement, I believe, in place, because we don't want anyone having to come here where we cannot be assured to some degree that they're a healthy traveler, and reduce all the risk that we would take of someone coming in with the virus. Now, what we do know is this, as much as we would like sometimes in our community to point fingers at visitors are bringing it here, we still know there's a significant amount of local residents that we have to be concerned about who will go to the mainland, and then they will not have to take a test, as we all know, to come back to Hawaii. And so they'll just, you know, automatically say in their minds, perhaps sometimes, I'm okay, I don't feel any symptoms, I'll just go home and I'll quarantine, and so forth. So we know in conversations with our health experts that some of them, unbeknownst, are coming back with the virus, and that's causing some of the concern in the community spread. So this is something that we all have to keep in mind going forward, that we have to do our part. If we are interested in getting this economy going, and if it affects us personally, trying to get back to work, or our family, our loved ones, what have you, we can't let down our guard about masking, social distancing, and also making sure that we also get tested. And in this particular case, if you can and you're willing, go get vaccinated. That's the best mechanism to guard against variants as well as protecting ourselves and the community at large.
It's great that the vaccines are being rolled out, but I'm sure this just makes it all the more difficult as far as enforcement when it comes to quarantine or you know, safe travels, that kind of thing.
Well, hopefully, you know, because now you get a card that says that you have been vaccinated. So if we are going to go and have vaccinations be the order of the day, if you will, in order to travel inter-island and the like, you know, there has to be a better way of identifying people that have truly been vaccinated so that you don't have any fraud taking place there. So that really is a government initiative that we would fully support. Obviously, this is going to be around us for quite some time, but we do know now that there's some real hope and optimism around the corner as industry is seeing a lot more people come back now, especially during spring break. And it's spring vacation also, you know, it's not just this week, it's also next week. So we'll continue to see this steady flow. So it's important as we're experiencing an uptick in visitors. Now, Saturday, it was a record high for over a year of 21,000 that actually came in to Hawaii. And this week, it's like 14,000, 15,000 a day. Great improvement from what it was before. We want to make sure that nothing happens to the extent where cases come out and everything starts to shoot up again, that you know, government will pause and therefore take us back where we don't want to go again, which is basically to protect the interests of health and safety, that we have to shut down businesses again. That's what we don't want to see.
That was Mufi Hanneman talking about the vaccine rollout among our thousands of hospitality workers across the state.